Are you really ready for some super dynamite soul? Introducing the world's greatest entertainer, Mr. Dynamite, the amazing Mr. Please Please himself, the hardest working man in show business. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of the show, James!
Brown. Get up.
Accompanied by winds of light gale force.
Thank you. 103.5 WCOM Radio. I'm Furious George, spinning it live here. Late night, Thursday night. Every Thursday night, start at 10 o'clock. We do this thing here called Micropower Community-Based Radio. Furious George, I should let you know some of it may be offensive to the more delicate ears. Everybody else, sit back. Let's go. Some crazy new stuff tonight. Lots of it. Furious. Happy March. Post Green Day. 103.5 WCOM.
We'll be right back. Like a meteor, at least not the meteors I've seen. It looks more like a huge cylinder.
That they refuse to stop funneling billions every week from the U.S. Treasury to subsidize the slaughter.
We'll be right back. cast the first stone. After you, who's last is doomed. He's the worst known. That'll have your boom blown or even thirst bone. Rockets won't burst clone, just don't curse the groan. On his own microphone, bring it everywhere he go. So he could bring it to you live in stereo. Panic, can't understand it, ban it. The underhanded ran it, planned it, and left him stranded. The best, any who profess will be remanded. Yes, sir, request permission to be candid. Granted, I don't think we can handle a style so rancid. He flipped it like matter, did an old jazz standard. Don't mind me, I wrote this rhyme lightly over two or three heinies. And boy, was they fine, G. One black, one Spanish, one Chinese. It keeps the woody shiny around like a pine tree. Don't sign me, about to get a mill without him. Crowd him off the shelf, he's the villain. And what about him? So, man, he's a jerk and you don't know him. Mad how he expand work but won't show him. Poor guys, what a sight for old sore four eyes. Now hook me with two apple pies and a small fries. All rise, so far odd as a ruple. So raw, break it down and make quadruple. It's crucial, you can see it in his pupil. And this time when he get it, he'll waste it on something useful. Like getting juiced off a juice through Sokoki. Keep it low key, known to pull a okie dokie. Silly boots, doom is too choky. Damn, he couldn't use a room or a hokey. E-gags, he got enough styles to start three fads. True that, she bad, I wonder do she come with knee pads. What a call, what a real butterball. Either I get a strike or strike out, gunner ball. Rocket like gear for the fall with nice inside pockets, prepared for the brawl. Yeah, y'all, you can say it's an earful. Beware, do not touch Mike, be careful. And just like he said, I could have told you. MF, the holder of a boulder, money folder. Hey, money folder.
Thank you. Coast Officer speaking at the dinner of the California Astronomical Society expressed the opinion that the explosions on Mars are undoubtedly nothing more than severe volcanic disturbances.
Of state militia are proceeding from Trenton to Grover's Mill and will aid in the evacuation of homes within the range of military operations. Thank you.
Villain rose to incredible new heights of money-making, revenge, and extortion. Such was the magnitude of a typical villain.
This is no answer.
Surprise, turn a new point light to a joint right before your eyes. Tear a page out the good book, hear it how you want it.
I'm having good folks, bloody.
I'm a kind of stupid from the station.
Anyway.
Set up shop in your town. Week later, my wolf straight locking it down. We bust those lead pipes that make those loud sounds. Lay down, clowns. I turn your smile to a frown. Blowing that good green, y'all chipping it on that ground. Y'all the reason for them is scared to come not town. They veggie thugs, sporting teddies and nightgowns. Smacking you little ballerinas down that lounge. 200 pounds for pressure, man, I'ma miss ya. Few hours later, the paramedics gotta get ya.
Take your sex straight to the hospital. He ain't no Fountain J's the ultimate obstacle. Can't fuck with it, it's impossible. It's on and poppin', you lost the show, imposters.
On my east side, west side, say it again. East side, west side, new, doing the flan. You just a little boy, fucking with a man. Call up them big fellas, never see you again. Why you lame trying to stand the game, we playing to win. Didn't hit once, I say it again. Why you lame trying to stand the game, we playing to win. Win.
Fat Cat and Jay did it again. They can pretend while we get this dough. All my hoes go and get it. Pippin' take cho from the hoes and go spin it. I takes it from your baby mama. I takes it from your cousin. I'm kicking sober in the morning till later when I'm buzzing.
I'm out wanna know what this diminished mouth did it try to clean us out.
I said it before, don't let it be short.
In the pool, they ain't calling you back. For the record, I ain't called it a guy.
Got a pimp smack, baby, on a daily for cake. Maybe it's just the way that we lay it down. Cause just like that, hoes come out the pools like that. Whip, I push like the Mac I am. It's choose or lose it. With truth in the music, who can refuse it? Who keeps the fuse lit? New sh. Wanna walk the walk, but make sure your shoes fit. Tighten your laces, boy. And if your lips is loose, I plenty shit to tighten your faces. Let's face it, you basic, boy. Jay spit it, don't hate, bitch. Make some noise.
Music.
lovers, like very awesome bro. Men, women, and children live here, each of them a scientist pioneer. For this is our last frontier, a hostile environment which may hold the key to tomorrow. Challenges as they build their city tomorrow.
Joins us now from the loop with more. Hi, Jonathan.
Good evening, Jamie.
In downtown Chicago and across the nation, thousands are expected to demonstrate against corporate excess in front of banks and other financial institutions. CLTV's Jonathan Cho joins us now from the loop with more. Hi, Jonathan.
Good evening, Jay. Many of the protesters who showed up were janitors and security guards who aren't sure if they're going to have their jobs and be able to weather this economic downturn. They're protesting today because they're disappointed with the way the government bailout is being handled. Hundreds of people are walking down LaSalle Street in the heart of Chicago's financial district, unleashing all their anger and frustration on corporate excess.
They're laying off some of their employees. How they can lay off employees and give bonuses to their executives.
Ursula Brismas is trying to send a message to Congress that Americans have had enough of corporate bonuses and bailouts in the future's down economy, while she's just trying to keep her job as a janitor.
We don't have enough money to pay our bills and to put kids to the college, but the people who got lots of money, they got bonuses from our money, from taxpayers' money.
What? One of those corporations under fire is insurance giant AIG, that so far received $170 billion, the most money out of any institution That's ask for government help. What made matters worse, the insurance giant recently handed out $165 million in bonuses to some of its workers, all with taxpayer money.
It's so aggravating. I have to keep my hair short or I'll tear it out from frustration.
Brisbane wants lawmakers to build a new economy that works for everyone, rather than just a few at the top.
We want to change the system because we have enough money for our family.
Bernie Madoff, the most reviled person in America, except for perhaps that E-Trade talking baby. Went to prison, they did the cavity search, they found $63 billion. Yes, he lost $63 billion of people's money, never invested a dime in anything. He put all of it in one Chase Manhattan bank account. You know what I understand? How come the FBI didn't notice this, but somehow they found Elliot Spitzer's hooker money? You know, if we have a theme to this show tonight, I hope it is that we're going to have to give up the indulgences we've had in the past if we're going to get over this crisis. Hookers. There's talk now about legalizing marijuana to raise money. Actual serious... This is your no-brainer on drugs, okay? Raise tax money, empty the prisons, stop the drug war in Mexico. This is a, one, great victory for common sense, and two, the only chance I may have to sit on a blue ribbon panel. Thing we should give up? The culture war nonsense. Michael Steele, the head of the Republican Party, is in very hot water this week, once again, for suggesting that actually it is the woman's choice if she's pregnant, what to do, and also suggesting that homosexuality is something you're born with. Rush Limbaugh attacked him today for being dangerously sane.
Bangham Field, Virginia. Scouting planes report three monster machines visible above the treetops, moving north toward Somerville with population fleeing ahead of them. The heat ray is not in use, although advancing at express train speed. Invaders pick their way carefully.
They seem to be making a conscious effort to avoid destruction of cities and countryside. However, they stop to uproot power lines, bridges, and railroad tracks. Their apparent objective is to crush resistance.
I'm joined here today by one of the most fascinating people on the planet, me. Tell me, what are your favorite kinds of woods?
It depends on my mood. Sometimes I like just a simple wood like pine, a burnished pine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nothing looks better than that.
I could not have said it better myself.
Other times, I love oak and an oak plank. Sometimes I'll look at an oak plank and I'll just stare at it and talk to it and say, I wish you could tell me stories about your life as a tree, but you can't now. Because someone carved you up into a plank.
That's the way it is.
Uh-huh.
You know what wood I hate?
Let me guess. Balsa wood.
Exactly.
Balsa wood's stupid.
Yeah.
So flimsy.
It doesn't feel like a real wood.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you had steel, the consistency of clay.
Mm.
Then is it really steel?
Well, when you put it that way, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It is like the coward of woods.
What trees do balsa wood come from? Never seen a balsa wood tree. Never heard the phrase, hey, let's go take a trip to the balsa wood forest.
The other wood that I don't care for is bamboo.
Right. It's not even a wood.
Bamboo's lately been cocky.
Yeah. No, I know.
Everyone's getting like a bamboo hardwood floor. I'm like, that's not wood.
I know.
And now bamboo thinks it's wood. And, it pisses me off.
That's something communists hide behind.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Communists and panda bears. Mm.
our streets are boiling over in anger at these AIG bonus payments. John Oliver joins us now with more. John, we had you. We had you out there talking to the people. What was the atmosphere like? How are people feeling?
Well, John, I might be a journalist first, but I'm a person second. And what I saw this afternoon was a nation in pain. Roll it, Chuck.
The AIG bonus payments have sparked a populist uprising. People have been here since 8 in the morning, stewing in their own anger.
AIG bonus payment is
They were here to send a very clear message to Washington.
The economy sucks.
$165 million in bonuses just seems morally reprehensible.
They're the Bank of America. Clearly, the... They're the Bank of America. Clearly, the government doesn't run the bank. The government doesn't run the bank.
What do you think of the argument that AIG is simply too big to fail?
Too big to fail!
Because it's a coupling of performance through pay, which creates a series of perverse
One of those corporations under fire is insurance giant AIG, that so far received $170 billion, the most money out of any institution that's asked for government help. What made matters worse, the insurance giant recently handed out $165 million in bonuses to some of its workers, all with taxpayer money.
It's so aggravating. I have to keep my hair shorter. I'll tear it out from frustration.
Brisbane wants lawmakers to build a new economy that works for everyone rather than just a few at the top.
We want to change the system because we have not money for our family.
Now, some have asked, why can't we let these corporations fail? Well, in the case of AIG, the American taxpayer has already invested $170 billion. That's an 80% stake in the company. If AIG fails, the American taxpayer also loses.
Furious George, WCOM Radio, Thursday night. Just heading into the late night on micro-powered community-based radio. I'm Furious George. It is every Thursday. And like I've tried to do here in the last couple minutes, I try to play some different beats and clips and news from the internets, and also some fun sounds and interesting speeches here and there. Tonight's topic, of course, was the insanity of the most recent Wall Street bailout. If you're not infuriated, you're not paying attention. Also, I just have to say, I mean, 90% of the show I've been playing little bits and clips from a guy named Flying Lotus, who's just got so much stuff. I can't even play it all. There's so much good stuff. It helps when I actually loop a couple of these things and get as much of it out as I can. This is what I do Thursday nights. Just like to play some cool hip-hop music and instrumental beats. And find some fun, infuriating news item of the week to let off some steam to. And speaking of letting off steam, looks like it's cooling down outside. Everybody's chilling out, so don't start a riot. Start a nonviolent revolution. Let's take over some of this stuff. I'm Furious. I'll be back next week. Thanks for listening to Micro-Powered Community-Based Radio. I'm Furious. We'll be right back.
Benjamin Garofalo, and I'd like to call your attention to a turnoff so huge it's hard to miss. On March 28th at 8:30 p.m., millions of people from around the world will take action against climate change by turning off their lights for 1 hour. It's called Earth Hour, and it promises to be one of the hugest turnoffs imaginable, one you'll probably be talking about for the rest of your lives.
Thank you.